Construction chemicals. You might not have heard of this term before, but it's an activity that impacts most buildings and infrastructure, from the foundations to the roof. And as you'll see, it has transformed the world of construction and renovation. Thanks to construction chemicals, we erect more efficient, more robust, and faster to construct buildings. And they contribute to shrinking the carbon footprint of the construction industry on the whole. It's an incredibly fast-moving market that is already worth 100 billion euros at the global level.
So, more concretely, what does the term construction chemicals actually mean?
And how is this concept driving change in the construction industry? I'm James.
And I'm Amy. Together, let's decode the ideas that are shaping the future of sustainable construction.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain. Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.
Chemicals have been a part of the construction industry for a long time, such as the simple mixing of different minerals together with binders. For example, the Romans mixed sand and limestone to create mortar. That's an example of mineral chemistry. The industry was revolutionized in the 19th century with the emergence of organic chemistry. This refers to the use of molecules mostly derived from petroleum products, such as polymers, polypropylene, or styrene.
Today, industrial actors are mixing the best of mineral chemistry and organic chemistry to invent solutions that will enhance their structures and building methods. For example, using different types of high-performance concrete and cement in building structures, fitting roofs with watertight liquid membranes, or applying resins and technical paints to mend and protect cracks on exterior facades.
Talk about a revolution! But how are chemicals a boon for the sustainable construction sector?
Interestingly, Amy, cement and concrete account for about 40% of carbon emissions generated by the construction industry. And chemistry is a branch of science that can help us reduce its carbon footprint, primarily thanks to the use of alternative materials. For example, in the production of concrete, gravel and clinker can be replaced by industrial waste, such as metallurgical slags. This is one solution for drastically reducing carbon emissions during the concrete manufacturing process. In France, an ultra-low carbon cement was used to build the Athletes Village for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games, cutting carbon emissions eightfold compared with standard cement. Chemicals can also have a hand in designing innovative construction systems. For instance, off-site prefabrication comes to mind. This solution offers lighter weight structures that are faster to put up and meet the environmental requirements expected of sustainable buildings. Plus, all these solutions promote a circular economy. Chemicals offer a way to give a second life to types of local waste not typically used. In the region of Vendée, in western France, for example, they are laying terraces using low-carbon permeable paving made from recycled and crushed oyster shells.
Of course, construction chemicals aren't without their challenges. For instance, some components used in these products are subject to very strict regulations. By way of example, in Europe, manufacturers must adhere to the REACH regulation that governs the formulation, production, and use of chemical substances. The other big challenge is setting up businesses, as the use of these products calls for qualified labor.
To wrap up, changing regulations and targets to reduce carbon emissions are driving the use of construction chemicals to promote sustainable buildings all over. Now, it's important we develop these applications in emerging markets where the sector has less of a presence. Players in the chemicals industry currently have two objectives. They must drive innovation to replace the most carbon-efficient materials with safer and more sustainable products that perform just as well. And at the same time, they must reduce their carbon footprint by buying more wisely, using renewable energy, and using only chemically produced materials that can be recycled.
Chemicals offer a key solution for tomorrow's construction landscape. The future looks bright. It's a sector that is evolving at the same time as new construction systems are emerging. For example, 3D building, which allows architects to be more ambitious in their designs. Its applications are vital for reducing the carbon footprint of tomorrow's buildings and promoting new recycled or bio-based materials. Chemicals have the immense potential to make our buildings and our cities more sustainable.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain.
Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.